Well, I am fascinated with the power of the dream state, which still fits into all of this in terms of the use of the consciousness. And I am fascinated with your abilities in the dream state to accomplish goals, to do things, to, you know, try to change someone's mind to the positive, maybe about yourself in a job or something like that. And it all works too. So let's talk about that focal point then, which is consciousness and how everything seems to be pointed at that. What do you think this is?
Well, first, we have to be careful what we mean by consciousness, because I think it means more than the standard notion. The standard notion is consciousness is just your conscious awareness, the waking state of your mind and the phenomenal experiences you have. And phenomenal experience here means the color sensations, the tactile sensations, the smells, the tastes, all these things, all that's part of consciousness. And the standard belief in philosophy and psychology is that consciousness is just that mind-awake state. I think the term more appropriately used refers to our entire mental life, even the stuff that goes on below the liminal threshold in the subconscious and the unconscious, which we don't have direct conscious awareness access to. I think you can't divide it up the way we want to, or the way science wants to. I think you have to, when you refer to consciousness, you have to talk about the entire human consciousness above and below the liminal threshold, because there's stuff going on in the subconscious that is very much mirrors what's going on in the conscious awareness. We have cognition in the subconscious. We have even phenomenal experiences in the subconscious. In other words, it isn't just a matter of seeing red consciously that you're consciously aware of, but in fact, your subconscious is also aware of that red experience. And so we need to understand that first, and that already kind of steps outside of where science wants to go with this. And unfortunately, when science limits itself, its understanding of consciousness, it also limits its ability to understand it.
Have you used your consciousness, your dream state, your intuitiveness to your advantage?
Yeah.
'Cause I have. I'll admit it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I have to tell you one thing I've discovered. I'm working on my dissertation, you probably recall.
Right. You've been doing that for 62 years now.
It's
Paul,
like,
right?
Yeah, I like to joke I'm in the 11th year of a six-year program. But one thing I've discovered belatedly, if I read a really complex paper just before I go to bed, no matter how tired I am, if I force myself to read that paper just before I go to bed, I understand it surprisingly well the next morning. And, of course, the reason I think is because my subconscious mind has been processing that all night long.
Absolutely. It takes it's like a recorder.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I wish I'd discovered this before, because normally I'd say, oh, I'm getting tired. I don't want to read anymore, right? That was the wrong decision. It was a quit. I should have kept reading, you know, before. And then maybe I'd only be in my seventh year of this six-year program.
I have found you in the years that I've known you, and we've met several times in person, to be an enlightened person, friendly, always when I've met you, you've been upbeat. Have you ever used this in a negative way to your advantage?
Well, I have to be careful. Using something to someone's advantage isn't necessarily negative.
True.
Right.
As long
now,
as the other person's not getting hurt, I guess.
Right. If you use it to your advantage and in the process someone else suffers, that's negative. And I've never done that. Well, unless you count doing things.
Well, what if you use it to get the job over someone else who didn't get the job? You know, in theory, you kind of hurt him, but. You know, come on. You're putting your best foot forward, right?
Well, you know, then that's interesting. And note, I use the word unfair advantage to unfair advantage, but the irony is I'm doing that kind of tongue in cheek. There are people, as you've already said in just earlier, that use it unfair advantage in a pejorative negative sense, because they do. They exploit it to abuse other people, right? When I say unfair advantage tongue-in-cheek, I'm meaning, well, you know, give yourself a leg up. You know, take advantage of the situation and of a talent you have, right? And if that's what you're doing, then you getting the job instead of somebody else isn't really unfair. you know, it could be looked at as unfair because you're doing something that you're doing something he can't do. But that's what you do anyway when you compete for a job. If you happen to know a computer program that somebody else doesn't, and that's the difference between whether you get the job or not, that's not unfair. That's normal competition.
No, that is. That
and the thing applies here the same way. If you have an ESP skill that allows you to get a job that somebody else doesn't get, no one's stopping that person from developing that skill themselves except their own belief structures. And so, you know, as long as it's equal opportunity, as long as everybody has the opportunity to develop the ability and use it, it's not unfair.
Okay, so...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Now answer the question. Do you ever use it unfairly?
I've never used it unfairly in the first sense. I've used it to unfair advantage in the second sense, tongue in cheek.
Right.
In fact, I'm trying to do that right now. In fact, I have this on again, off again experiment as I have time, trying to beat the pick three lotto using dowsing. It's an experiment to try all kinds of different approaches and methods using dowsing to see what works the best. And I've come pretty close on a couple of occasions. I've yet to win it. But that's because I'm playing around with it and I haven't been consistent. But see, that's unfair advantage, isn't it? Because if I happen to win, let's say I douse the pick three after 35 times. I think I've got about 25 done now. After 35 times, I win it. Whereas someone who's just playing the numbers, the pick three, if you play just randomly, you will win it once every 1,000 times. But if I win it in 35 times, I've definitely cut the odds in my favor, and that would be technically an unfair advantage. But anybody can do that chooses to. And so I don't see that as unfair.
Okay. Have some people that you know of used this in an unfair advantage to hurt people?
Well, it depends on how you think about the Soviets. You know, they had their remote viewers, too, and I think Reagan was right when he called them the evil empire. So if they were supporting the Soviet ambitions and they were successful, they were using it the unfair advantage in that sense. People using it in everyday life, current time, I can't say as I know of anybody specifically, but that would also be very hard to know. And that's something that people also ought to be aware of. If somebody could use ESP against you, and you wouldn't ever know that's what happened. Because, of course, it's not traceable, right?
Right.
And you might say, oh, well, that was just bad luck that I didn't get that job. Right? And it may be more than that. And it would be very hard to find that out. I know people who say that they have used ESP to cause some kind of mischief, but they've never actually produced evidence of it that I would recognize as evidence.